We'll begin. We pray. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. In the verse I'm going to read from 2 Timothy 2, there are four sets of people directly involved. We could even say four generations of Christians. And the first two are Apostle Paul, as an older person near death, writing to Pastor Timothy these very important instructions that have lived on to our own day. 2 Timothy 2:2. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Notice the pattern of God's word in all its Christian doctrine, passing from Paul to Timothy, then to faithful men who would teach others at a later time. It's the same pattern at work centuries later in your own church body. CLC professors training CLC pastors and teachers who have ministered to CLC members, you and your parents included. Your church body, as you know, is not large. If we were to gather all the members into one location, we would be a community bigger than Altoona, but smaller than Chippewa Falls. Not large by any human standard. As it turns out, there are smaller Lutheran denominations than the CLC, which in some cases at least have suffered from a problem that we, by the grace of God, do not have. They typically, in their history, have left a larger group based on a doctrinal reason, and maybe even one we would agree with. They organize themselves under a new name, but for whatever reason, they have failed to provide their own way of training their own pastors and teachers. They don't have their own version of ILC. And because of that, they didn't last. There is no doubt that the 50-some years of this school, ILC, and the 50-some years of your church body, the CLC, are very closely linked together. ILC has been good for the CLC. Now, what about you personally, you students? How have you already benefited from Emmanuel Lutheran College and Emmanuel Lutheran Seminary? Yeah, don't be thinking of your high school experience right now. Think of the day school teacher who taught you. Where did that person come from, educationally speaking? Or your pastor who confirmed you, or the pastor you now have in your home church. Chances are the man graduated from Emmanuel. Well over 80% of the pastors in our church body went to ILC, perhaps all three departments. They went to the seminary here at least. And the same thing could be said of many of the day school teachers. They received their teacher training in parochial education at Emmanuel Lutheran College. This raises another issue for us to consider and to give our commitment. How can you help the cause at Emmanuel as it is carried out at the college and seminary levels? If you're a student or teacher in those departments, the answer is more obvious. If not, there are things you can do. First of all, let us all, regardless of station in life, appreciate what God has given us here. Value especially the treasure of His Word. the rich gospel of Christ that He has placed among us. Thank Him for it. And while you're thanking Him, continue to pray. Ask the Lord to continue blessing what the professors teach, what the students learn, what the vicars are doing at the congregations to which they were sent, what the practice teachers are doing, Andy Rail, Heidi Radke, at the schools to which they were assigned. Do what Jesus called for. Pray the Lord of the harvest to bring future laborers to this harvest school, new students in the pre-theology and education programs. And while you're praying about that, direct some of the attention to yourself. Ask the Lord to help you sort out, according to His will, whether you should be on the path of potentially becoming a day school teacher or pastor one day. If that path is not for you, then think of others you can pray for and encourage. Encourage that friend who seems to be good teacher material. Encourage that male classmate who seems to have suitable gifts for the pastoral ministry. One day, this school, your alma mater at that point in time, will need your support in the form of offerings given. But that day won't matter much if something else does not continue to be true. Let's not overlook these words from the text. The things that you have heard from me, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Our existence as a church body that stands for the truth of Scripture, our existence as a school committed to teaching that truth of Scripture, these things have been not the result of super dedicated people or anything from us or from the previous generations. They have entirely been the result of God being gracious to us, His truth having its impact on us, and the Holy Spirit as the determining factor, the inner influence on what we know, believe, and confess in His name. We need that grace of God, that impact of His truth now as much as ever. And for that reason, we turn again and again to Him, thanking the heavenly Emmanuel for blessing and preserving to us this earthly Emmanuel. Amen. Let us close our worship singing hymn 283.